Trauma is not the bad things that happen to you, but what happens inside of you as a result of what happened to you. These powerful words were shared by Gabor Mate in his recent documentary series that has been released. He also said, trauma is the disconnection from your body. Healing is the reconnection to your body. Today, I really want to share with you a focus on trauma. Healing and releasing trauma is a fundamental part of overcoming chronic fatigue and burnout. So many of my clients and so many people I meet do not think that this applies to them. But I'm going to share with you today in this podcast why it may very well apply to you. And I ask that you please just stay open-minded and just feel what this does to your body, how it feels in your body when you hear what I share with you today. Even though I only focus on releasing and trauma in two modules of my coaching program, modules 5 and 6, trauma is actually the underpinning of my entire basis of my fatigue to flow coaching and the holding personality. I will share a link in the notes with this about there's a little ebook I've written about the holding personality and to understand this further. Okay, I'm going to unpack 3 points from Gabor's powerful words to make it clearer where trauma fits into chronic fatigue and burnout. Firstly, trauma is not the bad things that happened to you, the beginning of his first statement. Everyone thinks that trauma is just about terrible, overtly traumatic experiences. Actually, we are all touched by trauma. The underpinning of trauma for everyone is a feeling of being unsafe. And this is quite a broad topic. It's basically not feeling secure. Any time that our authentic expression of our emotions resulted in the threat of criticism, rejection, ridicule, abandonment, or emotional disconnection, this was a traumatic experience. A child is very easily overwhelmed by their emotions, and they rely on the brain of their caregivers to regulate their own brains. So this involves a process using what's called mirror neurons, and it's also an energetic process that happens. But the parent essentially becomes the emotional container and holds the emotion for the child so that the child does not have to hold all the emotions and feel them themselves. This is if the caregiver has the capacity to do that. Emotions have physical sensation. To a child, and even for many of us adults, it can feel like we are falling apart, losing control, or dying when we feel those emotions. When a child attempts to reach out to be regulated when they're in that state, and it results in go to your room until you can calm down, or do you want me to give you something to cry about, or even you're okay, here, have a cookie. This is a disconnection, and the child is left feeling alone with their big emotions. Often a child expresses anger because actually they're feeling anxious. We also do this as adults as well. And that anger is then met with anger and punishment. Again, the child not only experiences disconnection, but also feels that they are shamed for having an expression, expressing emotions and needs. It's like a double trauma. Now add on more overtly traumatic or stressful moments. For instance, parents' divorce, death of a loved one, changing schools or homes, witnessing parents shouting or physically fighting, or other forms of abuse. Now, in these circumstances, usually both the child and the caregivers are having big feelings coming up. But that means that the caregiver is often even less able to tolerate the emotional needs of the child because it triggers their own needs even more, their own emotional needs and states that they're not dealing with even more. So the traumatic event and experience is now not supported for the child, and the child is left with the trauma of the event and the trauma of not having his or her emotional needs acknowledged and met. Now, I want to really point out this is very important. Our parents all did the best they could with what they had and based on their own experience as children. Secondly, if you are a parent, you are also, I know, doing the best you can with what you know. We all have moments when we just cannot tolerate our children's emotions and needs and authentic expressions. If this happens regularly because you're just too tired, I really get it. And we all have these moments. But if it's happening regularly and chronically and you can't stop it, and you're worried about the impact it's having on your children, especially if it's also impacting you because you're living with constant guilt. I also get this. I've been there and I know it. If you receive support to meet the inner child within you that is being triggered by your own child or children, it will be such a help for you to be able to hold space for your children, and it's going to help you to heal in your own way. So that leads to the next point. Point number two. It's not about the bad things that happen, but what happens as a result of those bad things. It is the shutting down of the authentic self and the adaptations that we make to then not upset our caregivers, to not risk rejection or emotional disconnection from them, and to try and avoid feeling so alone that actually caused the trouble. These adaptations become our story and our identity, and we believe that this is actually who we are. The ways that we please others, rescue others, fix things, attempt to control, plan, and organize life beyond a point that is healthy, make ourselves small, dim our lights, don't talk too loud, dress too sexy, expect too much, create any waves. These adaptations are exhausting to uphold. They cause a disconnection from our vitality and our creative, feminine, sexual essence that we then feel is not allowed or is bad. And we all, male and female, have this feminine sexual essence within us. The underlying fear and trauma is still there, despite the adaptations, and it's creating armoring and tension that impacts physical and energetic functioning and flow, and contributes to a constant low-grade hypervigilance, where we constantly asking ourselves questions like, will I be enough? Will this be acceptable? Will I accept people? Upset people, rather. So there's so much that goes on in the head constantly, evaluating yourself, judging yourself, questioning yourself. And there's regular nervous system dysregulation that is created in childhood, which actually maintains the sense that we are not altogether safe. So what happens in the long run? Our body crashes. Chronic health issues, chronic fatigue, chronic depression and anxiety are all manifestations as this disconnection from our authentic selves continues in the hope that we will avoid any further trauma of feeling unsafe, unloved, unworthy, or unmet. So, point three, Gabor Mate mentioned that healing is the reconnection to your body. When he talks about healing, he's referring not just to emotional healing, but healing from physical illness too. Trauma underlies all forms of imbalance. Trauma and the adaptations become so much a part of our identity that we don't even question it until maybe someone like me asks you to look at your chronic health issues from a different perspective. A conventional doctor won't do that in a world where a quick fix is what we spend our money on. And it's just their training to not look any deeper. If you've been battling to get off the chronic fatigue burnout roller coaster and you've spent loads of money on supplements and doctors and health food, it may be time to stop trying to fix your so-called broken body and allow your body to lead the way back to health, just like it knows how to do when you come back home to it, when you connect, listen, accept, and love it. Because what you're doing when you do that is you are loving your authentic self, that beautiful, glowing, passionate, trusting child who you unconsciously shut down so long ago in the quest to feel safe and to survive a world where your emotional and authentic expression was not tolerated. Reconnection and releasing go hand in hand. I know it's scary. I know I've been there and I see my clients go through it. And it feels really scary because you're reconnecting to feeling like you are a child. That's why I focus on the connection modules first in my Fatigue to Flow coaching program, because the connection helps you to feel safe and no longer feel so alone. But when you come back to you and release all of those adaptations and that trauma, you make space to receive exactly what you need to heal, and you allow your body to do exactly what it knows how to do best when its needs are met. Trauma may have led to your chronic fatigue, and your chronic fatigue may very well feel quite traumatic now. But you can choose to let your chronic fatigue be the rallying call to overcome the ways that you shut yourself down so that you can access that beautiful, boundless you that is calling to be seen. And that I have seen and experienced in so many people who I've coached and supported. And that I can also vouch for just from my own life, where I had no idea that my own adrenal fatigue syndrome would be the path to such phenomenal shifts and transformations in my life, allowing me to become the person who I am now. Like if someone had told me that in the beginning, I would have stopped resisting it so much earlier on, and it would have saved me a lot of pain. So that's why I'm sharing with this with you now, because I'd like to save you that pain and that resistance and all the energy that you are putting on resisting your chronic fatigue, your burnout, and hating yourself and hating it. How about maybe looking at it as an opportunity to do some incredible healing on so many different levels of your life? So if you want support with that, I'd absolutely love to support you with it. With that, it's my absolute passion to do that. So take a look at my Fatigue to Flow coaching program, and you can sign up for a discovery call, a complimentary discovery call, where we can discuss what it looks like and just see if it's a fit for you. I just wish you all the best. I believe in you. I know that there is so much more for you, and whether you get there through support from me or from others, please do try and get some support and know that you don't have to do this alone and that there is a way through and there's a way to so much more. All right, take care. Bye.